She shook her head. Zealous called me a fool, and then he made the demon bite me. She wept against his shoulder. Jericho soothed her.
Don't worry, Nike. Zealous is gone.
Gone where?
Dimas killed him.
She gasped, then winced. I wish I could be as sad for him as I was for Bea when she died. But there wasn't much about Zealous worth mourning. I only hope that by dying he's finally found some peace. Her features stricken, Nike turned and saw Delphine standing off to the side. Her gaze narrowed thoughtfully as she looked back and forth between them. I was right about my brother, wasn't I? Delphine smiled. Absolutely, and I can't thank you enough. Nike cut a devious look to Jericho. I have a feeling that's mutual.
It is, but that's all I'm saying on the matter.
Jericho stepped back from them.
Now, if you ladies don't mind, I have something I need to take care of.
Jericho hesitated in the glassy, dark hallway he had visited earlier with Tori. Maybe he shouldn't be doing this. Jared had been emphatic that Zephra should never have the amulet. But after all Jaden and Jared had done for them, it seemed wrong to leave Jared enslaved. Having served that sentence in hell, he had a hard time delivering it up to anyone else, especially when he didn't deserve it.
What are you doing here?
He paused at Medea's dangerous tone.
Do you always haunt the hallway?
No, but I can sense whenever a stranger is here, and I don't like uninvited people in my domain.
He shrugged nonchalantly.
You can stand down. I'm not staying long. I'm only here to see your mother.
Mom?
She called, not bothering to take him to the study this time. Zephyra came in hot and flustered.
I thought I told you not to—
Her voice broke off as she saw Jericho.
What are you doing here?
Damn, could she have added any more loathing to that single word?
A lesser man would have had to scrape himself up off the floor. I've come to get Jared.
She snorted derisively.
Hell no, he's back where he—
Her voice faded off as he pulled the amulet from his pocket and let it dangle from his fingers so that she could see it. Her eyes eager and hungry, she reached for it. Jericho pulled it back.
Not until you release Jared to me.
She hissed.
Fine.
And,
he said quickly before she could act,
I want one promise from you.
She looked at him as if he were the most repugnant creature ever made.
Are you insane? You're lucky you're still alive.
Believe me, I know,
he said with a bitter laugh.
But I'm not going to provide you with the means to hurt someone who's helped me. I will give you this on the condition that it's never used against Asheron or his mother, ever.
She rolled her eyes.
As if I'd be that stupid. With my luck, it wouldn't work on them anyway, and they'd kill me for the insult. Now give us the medallion.
He pulled it back again.
Jared first.
Jared!
She snapped. He appeared instantly by her side, his features drawn and tight. As soon as he saw Jericho, he narrowed his gaze suspiciously.
What have you done, Jericho?
A favor for a favor.
Zephyra shoved him at Jericho.
I voluntarily release you from my service into his. Now go.
Jared shook his head and panicked as he saw the medallion.
You can't do this.
Jericho hesitated. The last thing he wanted to do was make a mistake in this. But surely Jaden wouldn't have sent this to him if it would kill them all.
Why? Because I'd rather Jaden use it to barter his freedom. Please!
His voice was filled with agony.
It's too late.
Zephyra snatched it from Jericho's hand.
Now get out, before I feed you both to my daemons.
Jared winced as she and Medea vanished. A muscle worked in his jaw as if he wanted to curse. Jericho felt bad for him. It had to be awful for Jared to find no joy in being free. I'm sorry.
So am I,
he said wistfully.
At least you're free now.
Jared flicked at the thin containment collar around his neck.
Hardly.
I can remove it.
He gave Jericho a flat, dead stare.
And I'll die when you do. Only the Source can free me from my punishment.
I don't need a slave, Jared. You'll have all the freedom you want.
Jared nodded glumly. Strange. Jericho would have thought he'd be happier than this. But then his freedom had been bought at the expense of Jaden's. Since he didn't know what they were to each other, he had no way of knowing how harsh that was. Jared let out a deep breath.
Do I have to reside on the Isle with the others?
No. You can live wherever you want.
Jared appeared relieved by that.
If you need me, call. I'm now yours to command in any way you see fit.
There was no missing the underlying venom in his tone. It was obvious others had used him well and left him bitter over it.
Now if I may take my leave, master.
I'm not your master, Jared. Your life is yours to do with as you see fit. I have no need of a slave.
But I'll always welcome a friend and an ally.
He held his hand out to him. Jared hesitated, as if afraid to take it. He frowned at Jericho before he finally shook his hand.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now you better go before Zephyra makes good on her threat.
Jericho waited until Jared was safely on his way before he returned to Delphine.
Noir slammed into the war room.